Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tzadi Hey in Maseches Yevamos. I am far away from my tally of what daf we are up to in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm in England for Baruch Hashem, the chasana of the Dior Talmud Avram and Libby Solomons, and learning this with you from the house of a Talmud, Sam Fromson, Shmuel Fromson. One of the special things when traveling in Chutz Laretz, it's hard to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz Laretz, is wherever you go, you know, you meet your Talmud. Yesterday I did the daf with Shmuel. Wherever you go, there's a good chance that there'll be somebody else that you'll be able to learn the daf with together. So let's Bezer Hashem continue together. On the bottom of Tzadi Dalid on the Beis, we're going to analyze the halacha that, in contrast to a case of a married woman who gets remarried in certain conditions, when her husband comes back, she's now usher to the husband. We learned on the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph that the same does not apply in a case in which man thinks that his wife has passed away and marries her sister, and it turns out that the woman is alive. And our Gemara, going on to the top of Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph, is going to analyze what is the difference between those two cases, and that will get us involved with the Isser of Achos Isha. So that's going to take up quite a bit of our daf. The Gemara will weigh the possibilities on Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, all the way going to Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, whether there would be a legitimate Kal V'chomer if one has relations with one's wife's sister, then to be usher to one's wife. And then going to the bottom of Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that we had in our Mishnah. We had this cryptic expression, Kol she poisel al yidei acherim poisel al yidei atzmai, v'chol she ein poisel al yidei acherim ein a poisel al yidei atzmai, and the top of Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis, we had that expression Rabbi Yossi, and we will analyze that. Let's go to the bottom of Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks a very basic question. Asks the Gemara three lines from the bottom, V'tei aser b'shchiva da'achosa. Why is it that we don't say that the moment in which the man has relations, which he thought was entirely mutter, with his wife's sister because he thought his wife was dead, why does he then become aser to his wife, even though it was done b'shogeg? V'tei aser b'shchiva da'achosa, answers the Gemara, midi da'avi ha'isha shehalach l'm, excuse me, part of the question is, that a woman whose husband goes out to sea, where the halacha is that if she thought that the husband had died, she married somebody else, and in a case of where she used a heter, let's say of Eid Echad, which is an acceptable heter of the Gemara to remarry, and then her husband comes back, so then in such a case, she's usher to the husband, says the Gemara, lo dami, ishto debemez disir midaraisa. When it comes to one's wife, there, if she marries somebody else, then that's an isur d'oraisa. B'shogeg, if it's done b'shogeg, so then the Mishnah that says, teitze mizu mizet gozru barabon, is exera midrabbanan. Achos isha, to be made lo asir midoraisa. That even with minatora, if a man marries his wife's sister when she's alive, that's not an isur d'oraisa. Rashi explains that there's no source in the Torah that makes one's wife usur in a case in which one had relations with his sister, and Rashi says the Gemara is going to flesh that out later on. Two lines on top, Sadehem and Al, B'shogeg lo gaz rabbanan. And B'shogeg, we don't have the Gzeira. Immediately the Gemara explains, B'nolan de lo asiri. How do we know that if he has relations with his wife's sister, that he's not usher then to the wife? Disanya, as we learned in the Brisa, the Torah Akdosha tells us in Parshas Nasov, V'shachav ishi sashich vas Zera v'nela me'enei ha'isha. So there it says, Osa shichva zera. And it also says, in that pasuk, that she is asur. Osa is asur. V'shachav ish osa. Osa shchiva sa osarta. That's the case of a woman that's mezane. Then the halacha is that she's going to be asur to the husband. However, Chazal continue, but if he has relations with her sister, then he does not become asadur. Sheyachol, the Gemara asks, is that what we would have thought? Balo dinu. you would have thought that she should be Aser. Isn't there a Kal V'chomer? This Kal V'chomer, as we mentioned in the introduction, is going to be the focus of most of this Amud. Uma b'makom shebal iser kal neser ha'oser, in a case of where one violates and what's called an iser kal. Right now the Gemara doesn't tell us what this iser ha'kal is, but we're going to get to that later on. If a person comes on an iser kal, and that makes, in regards to, she makes it, she becomes aser. Mokum shabat al iser chomer eino din shenesar ha'oser. Wouldn't we say in a case of where their relations, achoso ishto, what, in what way is achoso ishto iser chomer? So Rashi explains, because achos ishto is something that remains as long as the wife is alive. So eino din shenesar ha'oser, certainly that would be aser. Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now quotes a brisa where we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi who discuss and disagree about a shayla of isha shebala choso al ima. What we've seen up until now is we would have had a havamina that a chos isha, which the Gemara calls an iser chomer, would, if one violated that, so then in such a case one's wife would be us, and we have the gzeres hakos of osa to tell us that she's not. And now we have a new teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlaku beisham beisilo b'ba chamoisai shepaisos ishtoi. Beisham and beisilo don't disagree in a case of which a person has relations with his mother-in-law that makes his wife aser. Everybody agrees about that. Am nechlaku, what is the disagreement? B'ba lachois ishtoi. If he has relations with his wife's sister, she beisham and amrim paisil or beisilo amrim loy paisil. That's machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beishamai. Beishamai says posel, and Beis Hillel says not posel. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagreed. Lo nechluku Beishamai Beis Hillel b'ba achos ishtoi, sheloi posel as ishtoi. That everybody agrees that does not make her aser. Amen nechluku, what is the machlokes? B'ba al chamosa. Shebeishamai amrim posel, Beis Hillel amrim lo posel. That's when Beis Hillel holds you're not posel, Beishamai holds you are. Lefi shebetchila humuter b'chol ha'anashim sheba'olam, v'hi muteres b'chol ha'anashim sheba'olam. Because in its initial state, in other words, prior to when a couple gets married, humuter b'chol ha'anashim sheba'olam, he's permissible for all the women in the world, v'hi muteres b'chol ha'anashim sheba'olam. Kidsha, when they get married, hu osra v'hi osarto, he makes her osir, and she makes him osir to people. However, meruba isur she'osra, mi isur she'sartua, she becomes more usher to more people than he does. Shuhu asra b'chol anashim shebolim. He makes his wife usher to every man in the world. V'hi lo asar tuha el b'krolasa. But she only makes her husband usher to her relatives. And therefore, says Beis Hillel, shogag ba'asar lo. What happens if he makes a mistake and he marries his wife's sister when she's still alive? He has relations with her. So then in such a case, eina neseres, then it would be only logical to say if the halacha is that she's not neseres, he shalosar to elabikroaseha, his wife that only makes him usher to her relatives, shogak bi isur lo, if he is b'shogak with someone who's usher to him, einodin shalos neser lo b'muter lo, that he should not become usher to the woman that's muter to him. In other words, if the halacha is, that's the case of shagiga, if she, as a mistake, has relations with someone that she's usher to, she doesn't become usher to him because of the pasuk v'hilon espasa, that the only time she becomes usher is if it wasn't a case of ones or shogig. Certainly, the husband, who by definition has less isurim, certainly if he has relations with someone, that person is not going to make him usher to his wife. This is all part of the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara says, that we mentioned above. V'zeh ha'din shogeg l'meizin. This is the Kal V'chomer that we made from the shogeg to the meizin. That we said, minayin. Let's rephrase that. V'zeh ha'din l'shogeg. This is the Kal V'chomer that we made above for the shogeg. However, l'meizid minayin. But what about the halacha in regards to mezid? How would we know that in regards to a case in where there's mezid, that in a case in which he, be'isur, went along and married his wife's sister, so then in such a case that he's still not usher to his wife? So then in such a case, Amalomar Osa, that's the Xeris Hakasov of Osa. Osa Shrivasa Asarta Vein Shrivas Achosa Asarta. So that's the take of our Kal V'chomer according to Rabbi Yossi Bidas Beis Hilla. The Gemara now continues and expels out the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the halacha is that he is usher to his wife. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Chamoso, the Rabbi Yehuda says that he's prohibited. Tchsiv ba'esh yisrofu, oso v'esein. That the halacha is that if someone has relations with his mother-in-law, the Torah says that he gets burnt. Ba'esh yisrofu. V'chikol ha'bayis kula v'sreifa. But what does it mean, v'esein? V'esein seems to include his first wife. So the lashon chol ha'bayis means, is the first wife also burnt? So it must be, im eino inyan l'sreifa, tenu inyan l'yisura. It's coming to tell you that it's their relationship is burnt, because now it is also for them to stay together. The Gemara continues on the first wide line, and Sadi Heim and Alf, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And if he has relations with his mother-in-law, that does not make him aser from his wife. Ahuda avid isur b'chamisei. There was a case, someone who didn't isur, that had relations with his mother-in-law. Aser Rabbi Yehuda nagde. Rabbi Yehuda gave him malchus. Amalei lavdam mishmul ein loch Rabbi Yehuda. Yisir te'alach isur da'ola. If the halach had not been publicized, that you're not aser to your wife, I would have also made you aser to your wife, and not only give you this Malkus of Makas Mardus. The Gemara continues four lines into wide. My Isser Kal, our whole Kal V'chomer that we had all the way above, in which we said that if the halacha is that by an Isser Chomer, B'shogeg, man does not become Aser to his wife, certainly it would not apply to an Isser Kal. To rephrase that wasn't entirely accurate, that in a case of where there's an Isser Kal, the halacha is that he becomes aser. So then certainly when it comes to an iser chomor, therefore we might have thought that when it comes to achos ishto, the halacha is that he becomes aser to his wife. So we considered achos ishto the iser chomor, and something else the iser kal. What exactly is that iser kal? We say the halacha is that he becomes aser to his wife. Amar Rav Chisda machzir grushaso, if someone marries a woman that he had been already divorced to. If a man is divorced from his wife, and then, this is a little vague in our Gemara, Mishinises, she gets remarried, Baalel, and then the original husband has relations with her, so in such a case, that was an Iser. Baalel Hai, once the other one had relations, the second man, Asra Leel Dahai. So then, the halacha is that she's aser now to her first husband. Ubala idach, and if her husband now takes her back b'iser, asra alav dahai. So then in such a case, she's going to be aser to the second man as well. Is that the iser kal that we were referring to above when we said that an iser kal is nesar ha'oser? So then certainly in iser chomer, as we said, seven lines from the top, says the Gemara, that's going to be difficult. Why? The Torah refers to her Isser as an Isser of Tumas Haguf when she's divorced. And therefore, she's Aser to husband as an Isser Guf. Visura Birov, as well as the Isser can be created by the majority of people. Whoever is going to marry her is now going to make the divorced husband aser to her. Isura isra olam. And it's an isra that remains forever. So why do you call that an isra kal? Elam Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that when we refer to this as an isra hakal, that we would have thought to learn from that isra hakal that she's aser to the husband, certainly when it comes to the eshes achos ishto, so certainly he's going to become aser to original wife. What is that isra kal? Elam Reish Lakish yivama. We're talking about a case of a yivama that the bia was be isur. What exactly is that case of Yivama B'Yisr? Yivama Laman. What type of talking about case of Yivama B'Yisr? Ilema La'acher. If we're going to say that somebody else had relations with her, despite the fact that her husband had passed away, and she had not had children, and she was Zakuk for a Yavam. Says the Gemara, Ukad Rav Nuna, Dam Rav Nuna, Shaveris Yavam, Shizinsa, Asura Li Yavama. That once she does Znus, she doesn't marry the brother, then she's Asur to him. But then again, that shouldn't be called an Isra Kal. Mali Yavama, Shekein Nitma Aguf, Vi Isura Birov. It has both an Isra Aguf, and Rov the Olam can make her Asur. Ella, Yavama La'achin. Rather, we're talking about a case. She had relations with one of the brothers, but somehow, even though she was Kukali Yavam to one of the brothers, but somehow there was an Isser that's done. What was the Isser that was done? So that was a case in which Avad Ba Maimer, that one of the brothers did Kenyan Maimer. That is a machlokas between, we had earlier between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether that is a Kenyan Darais or a Kenyan Midrabanan. We pass against a Kenyan Midrabanan. In other words, he designates with words one of the brothers, let's say there are five brothers, one of the brothers designates with words that he's going to do Yibum with this woman, as Rashi spells out in the last narrow line, that's the Rabbanan, and then another brother had relations with her. So the halacha then is as follows. Hai Asra Ledahai. When the first brother did Maimer, he made the Yivama Asra to all the other brothers. Bala Idach. And when the other brother had relations with her, B'Yisr, Asra la Dahai. So then in such a case, he makes the woman now Asr to the one who had done Maimer as well. Questions the Gemara, but that's not a good example either. Ma'ir Yeshebo la Sheni. Why do you say that the second brother had relations? Afil Avaba Nami Maimer. Even if he went and did Maimer, so now they've messed each other up, and now she cannot marry one of the brothers. Says the Gemara, that's not such a strong question. Hello, Kasha, that's not so difficult. Rather, that will follow the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, Rebbe Gamliel, four lines from the bottom. The Amar ain Maimer achar Maimer. That there's no significance to Maimer which follows another Maimer. But I have another Kasha, asks the Gemara. I'm not convinced, says the Gemara, that this is going to make her usher to the rest of the brothers. El afilu nasan laget, v'afila chalatzla. Doesn't need to have Bia with the second one, even if somebody gave a get, in other words, another one of the brothers, or a chalitza was done, that will also make her aser. So why do you have to say that there was Bia in this case, and therefore that cannot be the iser kal that we were talking about above? Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we continue to try to understand that kal v'chomer. What is the kinyan, the iser kal? Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion. Sota, the case that we're talking about is a case of Sota, that she is Asur after she was Nivala B'Isur. If she was Nivala B'Isur, then she's Asur to the husband. Ask, analyzes the Gemara. Liman. Who did she have the relations with that would create that Isur Kal? Says the Gemara. Ilema Libal. So if you're going to say that she had relations with her husband, that it was a case in which that the husband suspected that she had been mezana, and now she needs to go to drink the mei sota. In the interim, the halacha is that she's not allowed to be with the husband. So then, the halacha is bala bal asur asra alei de bal. The halacha is that once the bal has relations, then she becomes asur to the boel as well. And even if the bal dies and gets or divorces. Antosis adds, even if they would want to take the test of whether she was mezana with the mayim shebot ginosa, nevertheless, you don't give her that test once she had relations with the baal. So then, my area baal, again, why do we need to describe that case as relations? Afilu nasan la get, even if he gave her the get. Vafilu amar einani mashke elasota leboab. Excuse me, Afilu Amar Ein Ani Mashke. Even if he says Ein Ani Mashke, that he doesn't want to take his wife to drink, the halach is now, she's going to be also to that alleged boel forever. Ella, Sota Labot. Must be a case in where that she had relations with the Boel. In other words, after the chash of the Znus, that she became usher to her Baal until the Mayim Amarim, we know for sure that she had relations with the Boel. So then the halacha is that she's now usher al yado, of course, to the Baal, because now we know for sure. So then, Hai Isser Kal analyzes the Gemara. Hai Isser Kal, we call that an Isser Kal. Isser Chomer Hu. That's considered an Isser Chomer. The Hainu Eishas Ish. She was already an Eishas Ish beforehand. So why do we call that an Isser Kal? Continuing on to Amud Beis, surprisingly, Rava suggests that the Isser Kal is Eishas Ish itself. Let's take a look at Rashi on top of the Amud Tzadi Amud Beis. Amar Rava Eishas Ish, Vahainu Isser Kal, Legabe Achos Isha, Lefi She'ein Ha'oser Osro Kol Yomav. And Eishas Ish is an Isser Kal because she's not Osir for her entire days. Shafil B'chayev Yesh Laheter Beget, because she could be divorced with a get. Avol Ishta Ha'osarto B'achoso, continues Rashi. But the Isser with one's sister, so then Osarta Kol Yomel, that is something that remains forever. And now let's go back and plug it into what the Gemara had said on the top of Sadi Hamad Aleph. And that is that without the Xeris HaKosov of Vishachav Isho Sa Shikhva Zera, so then we would have thought that the halacha is that once one had relations with one's wife's sister, so then you can never remarry the wife, because at the end of the day, that is an Isser Chomer. And yet, when it comes to Eishas Ish, then is Mezanis, so then the halacha is she's usher to her husband. So too, a husband that has relations with his wife's sister, so then in such a case, then he's usher to his wife forever. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk tells us that that's not so. Tanya Nami Hachi Amar Mishumer Belazar, Eishas Ish. That is the case of Achos Ishto Sha Osra Osra Kol Yomov Enudinshin Es Ha Osra Tam Lomar Osa Osa Shichvas Osarta V'Ein Shichvas Achosa Osarta. Beautiful.